Welcome to Civilly Speaking with host Sean Harris. Each month, Civilly Speaking brings you interviews on practical and timely legal issues on the local and national level. We hope you enjoy today's show.
Hello and welcome to Civilly Speaking, OAJ's podcast for trial lawyers by trial lawyers. In today's episode of Civilly Speaking, we'll be talking about practicing law in a multi-generational firm. But first, a quick sponsor message. This episode is brought to you by Robson Forensic. Robson Forensic is a multidisciplinary forensic firm offering a broad range of specialty experts. Robson's clients benefit by working with a firm that has the resources to provide a custom forensic solution for each and every assignment. Go to robsonforensic.com for more information. Well, I'm very excited to be here today with the father and daughter team of Rob and Mary Ernie of Ernie Law here in Columbus. Rob has a general civil tort practice in the fields of personal injury, wrongful death, product liability, premises liability, insurance disputes, employment litigation, sexual harassment in the workplace, and pharmaceutical liability. Rob's an OAJ member, one of the founders of the CBA Trial Advocacy Institute, and the immediate past president of the Columbus Bar Association. Mary Ernie practices with her father at Ernie Law. She's been practicing for nearly 4 years after passing the bar in 2017. Rob, Mary, thanks so much for joining us here on Civilly Speaking.
Thank you, Sean. We're happy to be here.
Mary, let me start with you. You pass the bar, you can do anything you want. Why go into practice with Dad?
Sure. So I went to law school in Florida, and I did an LLM in Europe. So I did a lot of traveling before I decided to come back to Ohio. And a big reason was, well, number one, I was homesick. I was ready to go home and be with my family again. I wasn't totally sure what I was going to do, but I had experience in personal injury before law school. I interned with my dad. I interned with a firm in Florida. So I felt comfortable doing it. And I just talked to my dad, see if he needed, you know, if he needed help. And he did at the time. So it really was just a great fit for me.
Any hesitations or reservations before going to work with Dad?
At that point, not really, because it's what I felt the most comfortable doing.
You do now, just not at that point.
Even at that, well, true, but even at that point, I had, I worked for a few years before I went to law school in Miami, and I worked in a personal injury firm. So I also had that experience, so I felt like this was a good start for me. I kind of knew what I was doing more than any other area of law.
Rob, tell us about your thought process in bringing on your daughter to practice with you.
You know, I was so happy that she was willing to come and work with me. I was just delighted. And, you know, Sean, she has the God-given skill set necessary to be a very, very good tort litigator. She's a really good communicator. She's really good with people. You know, she's excellent with research, writing, with deadlines. She's responsible. She's reliable. But mostly, you know, she can talk to people. And that is a gift that not everybody has.
Well, Rob and Mary, talk to us about some of the unique kind of considerations that, you know, you guys hopefully discussed and thought about as you started practicing together.
So I think a lot of the challenges are within the first 3 to 6 months when you're just learning to work together. And at that time, I was also living at home. So that was a lot. I was with my parents all the time. But, you know, you just have to have that open communication that, hey, I want a life after work. You know, I want to just talk about other things. And once you communicate that and you get used to it, then it's fine. But it is a challenge in the beginning, for sure.
So young lawyers are allowed to have a life outside of work. Is that true?
We try.
Yeah, communication, right, is probably an important trait for any firm, probably even more so in a family type situation.
Oh, there's no question that's true. And, you know, our communication is good. You know, I'm very, very blessed, really, to have her. And I know that. And she's helped me to be a better lawyer. And we've been more successful, really, since she's joined us.
Well, and Mary, you kind of mentioned it there. You still want to have boundaries, right? Personal boundaries, professional boundaries. How does that kind of work itself out?
Well, it helps. You know, I think it helped once I got my own apartment, and then I really was able to have that time where I could focus on, you know, just having that life outside of work. But it's just having the conversation. Like, balance is important to me. It's important to him too. So we share a lot of the same values. He knows that about me. You know, I know that about him, and that really helps tremendously.
I was going to say, unlike a normal or a legal law firm situation in any other firm, you guys had some background. You kind of knew to some extent what you were getting yourselves into.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I mean, and also I worked at the firm in high school and in college and summers. And so we had that background, and that helped as well.
Rob, and I don't know if you've had other associates or other lawyers work with you. Are there other advantages to having someone that you know and trust already come in?
You said the right word. I mean, the word is trust. There's no question. You know, having a family member that you can trust is invaluable in this business. I mean, I know I can count on Mary. I know that she'll follow through and get the job done. She'll execute the game plan. And, you know, that just means everything. And, you know, I mean, things that I tell her, I know she'll keep my confidences, and makes a big, big difference. Good success with that.
Here's a question. Do you two work on the same cases, or do you each kind of have your own separate cases?
So we work together on almost all of our cases, I would say. My dad, as you know, is he's a mediator, and that takes up a lot of his time. So there are a lot of smaller cases that I pretty much handle the day-to-day, you know, the pre-litigation. And then when we get into litigation, we normally consult together on everything because I am still learning a lot of litigation. So I would say generally we work together, but because I'm not a mediator and he is gone a lot doing mediations, I do handle a lot of the day-to-day issues that come up.
And I would imagine from a client service or client satisfaction perspective, that's got to be reassuring to them, you know, that you're both working on their cases.
Oh, no doubt about it.
How about if you were talking to somebody else who was considering going to work with a family member, any words of wisdom or advice that you would give?
I mean, I really do think you have to have a good relationship with that family member. I mean, let's be honest, there's a lot of family members that we all have that it would be really, really, really hard to work with. So not all family members can work together. And so, I mean, I just think that the relationship of trust and confidence and shared values has to be there before you begin this venture.
And if it's not, it's better to recognize that.
Yes, it is.
Sooner rather than later.
And not go down that road.
Yeah.
Yeah, I totally agree. I've had other people that have tried to work in family businesses and it doesn't work out, but my dad is also, he's been someone I turn to for any of major decisions in my life since growing up. So we've always sort of had that relationship.
So in some sense, working together now is just kind of a natural extension of what it was like before.
Yeah. And I remember in law school calling him and saying, I don't understand this. Can you explain it to me? Because he does a very good job explaining things.
You mean practicing lawyers can explain the law better than law professors? So, Rob, before practicing with your daughter, you were in other firms and worked with other lawyers. How does this compare to what you did before.
I've reached the mountaintop. There's
love
no
it.
Doubt. Yes, I do love it. I mean, other experiences I've had with other firms, I mean, there's just so much, administrative stuff and politics and meetings and decisions that are made and things you can't control. I mean, it's just so hard. You know, today we're blessed to do what we love doing, you know, which is helping people. I mean, that's what we love to do. And so, and we do it together, and we're having fun with it too. I mean, it still should be fun, and it still should be personally rewarding, you know. And so, I couldn't be happier, really.
And Mary, you mentioned when you were in law school out of state that you did work for another firm. Was that important? Looking back, having that perspective and that outside context, was that helpful?
It was extremely helpful. So after I graduated Ohio State, I went to Miami and I worked in a personal injury firm in Miami, Florida, which is really a whole different ball game. It's very different than Columbus. It's a lot more, I guess the word that comes to mind is aggressive with litigation, but it was really invaluable experience. I worked in a small firm. There was only four of us, but I had a lot of responsibility placed on me. And my boss, I love him, great guy, but he was very type A. So I had to be on my A game every single day.
Well, and it's good to have that, again, that different perspective and stylistic differences to see, right? If nothing else, maybe that's how I don't want to do it.
Right, exactly. My dad, he's also, you know, my dad's a very hard worker, no question, but it's not quite as intensive an environment, which I like, you know, and I also, now that I'm practicing, I've got my own office. I think what also helps us is we are on separate floors. And so it's not like we're working right next to each other. I mean, there are some days where I see him maybe once.
So your advice to other families practicing together is stay on your own floor.
Have your own space is definitely important sometimes.
Rob, are there any challenges in working with your own family member in the practice?
I would say this, you know, I mean, I am careful with Mary, you know, not to overburden, overload, overstress her. Right. And at the same time, I mean, I want her to have a good experience with this. I want her to be successful, and I want her to see all kinds of different situations. And of course, I really want to take her, you know, into a courtroom and have a jury trial. You know,
that now, what
would
is
help
that?
Her. Yeah, I know. That would help her so much, you know, and we got close with a couple, but they resolved. And so, you know, I love her. I care about her. I want her to be successful. I want this to be good for her. I want it to be positive. And I try to create an environment at work where, you know, she can be comfortable and not be overstressed. I mean, let's face it, there are some work environments that are just really difficult. I mean, really intolerably difficult. And I don't want that for her. I want her to, you know, I want her to feel good about who she is and what she's able to do for people, how she can help people. And the truth is, I mean, she really is extremely capable without me in helping people achieve justice.
Mary, challenges from your perspective?
So this doesn't really speak to us per se, but something I would tell other people who are going to work with their family, and I know my dad sort of harped on it, was having that good relationship outside of work. Because if you have a conflict or there's any sort of family drama, and then you also have to work with that person, I don't know about you guys, but I get in really two mindsets, my outside of work mindset and my in work mindset, and they're very two different people. And so when that bleeds over, it can be difficult. If you don't have that base relationship and you don't separate that work and life balance.
Well, I would say this. I think that all of us who practice in this area, we know what it takes to be successful, right? I mean, you've got to do your marketing, you know, so you can bring into the office, you know, good cases. You got to bring in good cases. But after you bring them in, I mean, you've got to communicate well with these new clients of yours. You know, you've got to return their phone calls. You've got to answer their emails. You've got to call them and keep them informed. You've got to show them respect. You've got to treat them with dignity. You've got to be empathetic. I mean, those are things that if you do those things, then those clients will listen to you when you need them to listen to you. And Mary and I share that same, we have the same values. And so we both understand that. And she's really good at that, really good at that, you know? And so we are successful because we're good communicators with our clients, and you got to get good results too. So if you can bring in good cases, communicate, treat people with respect and empathy, and get good results, you can be successful. And so that's what we do, and we've been blessed to have good success with that.
Well, Rob and Mary Ernie, it's been our absolute pleasure. Thanks for joining us here on Civilly Speaking.
Thank you, Sean.
Thank you very much, Sean.
And thanks to all our listeners out there. If you don't already, please follow us on Spotify or subscribe to our channel on Apple Podcasts to stay informed about all our latest episodes. And we'll see you here on the next episode of Civilly Speaking.